The stage is set. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News now announced which candidates are invited to take part in the first Republican presidential primary debate tomorrow.
Eight candidates have met polling and donor thresholds and signed a pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee to qualify for tomorrow night's debate in Milwaukee. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, former governors Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Asa Hutchinson, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Senator Tim Scott, and former Vice President Mike Pence are all expected on stage. Former President Trump, the far and away frontrunner, is not debating, writing, "The public knows who he is and what a successful presidency he had." Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And former president says he'll surrender at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta on Thursday for his arrest on charges related to trying to overturn his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden in Georgia. Conditions at that jail are considered bad enough that the Justice Department started a civil rights investigation last month. Trump won't be there long. He agrees to post $200,000 bond as a condition of release. President Biden's back with his family in Nevada at a rental vacation house after a trip to Hawaii to see wildfire damage, meet with local officials and first responders, and to talk about the federal recovery efforts.
We will be respectful of the sacred grounds and the traditions that rebuild the way the people of Maui want it built, not the way others want it built.
115 wildfire deaths are now confirmed in Hawaii. Tropical Storm Harold is hitting parts of South Texas with wind and rain. Landfalls expected around the middle of the day.
The technology is being tested.
Tropical storm warnings in effect for Corpus Christi, Rockport, Port Mansfield, also South Padre Island. To the north of that, south of Bay City, we have tropical storm watches in effect.
Fox Weather's Kelly Costa. A Ukrainian drone strike on a Russian airfield reportedly destroys one of Russia's supersonic bombers. Russia's defense ministry says debris from shot down drones damaged apartment buildings in Moscow. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
My throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
In Ohio, a tearful apology from a 19-year-old sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for murdering her boyfriend and a friend in a car crash last summer. Prosecutors say Mackenzie Shrilla intentionally slammed that car into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour. She says in court she never would have done it on purpose and wishes she could remember what happened. Another Catholic archdiocese files for bankruptcy to deal with sex abuse lawsuits.
The Archdiocese of San Francisco announces it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization, citing more than 500 civil lawsuits alleging sexual abuse of children. An archbishop explaining in a statement, the archdiocese has neither the financial means nor the practical ability to litigate all of these abuse claims individually, and therefore, after much consideration, concluded that the bankruptcy process was the best solution for providing fair and equitable compensation to the innocent survivors who have been harmed. An attorney representing over 125 of the survivors alleges it's the only archdiocese in California that has yet to release a list of credibly accused clergy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's artificial intelligence handling some 911 calls.
The technology is being tested in the Charleston County, South Carolina 911 center, designed to direct non-emergency calls away from live operators. The AI operator who answers the call is called Matthew, directing non-emergency calls to an administrative line, then prompting callers to briefly explain the reason for the call, and then transferring it to the proper department, freeing up 911 lines for real emergencies. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Stock futures are higher ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street this morning. Dick's Sporting Goods store stocks way down after a worse-than-expected earnings report and a lowered outlook for the rest of the year. Lowe's Hardware profits come in better than expected. It is sticking by its previous earnings outlook for the rest of 2023. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Dangerous hot weather hitting the state. National Weather Service has temps in the 90s. Heat index values as high as 115. There's an excessive heat warning in effect for much of the state till Thursday night. Extreme heat and humidity will prevail. Find places to stay cool. Kankakee man charged in a deadly shooting in Watseka. State police say officers found Amanda Peterson and Joseph Robinson shot to death last Thursday in the 300 block of West North Street. A third shooting victim was sent to the hospital. Authorities are arresting Scott Peterson, charging him with murder in the case. Illinois launching an effort to address food deserts across the state. Policy supports existing grocers and encouraging new grocery stores to open through incentive opportunities. Legislation also allows grocery stores receiving grants as part of the program to be designated as high-impact businesses, providing them the opportunity to receive tax credits and other incentives. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, here we are. We got another day and another warm one, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's Diane Ducey there.
Morning.
I am Stevie J. That is Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you there's always some terrific opportunities in healthcare in case you have that passion to serve others, and there's potential growth for opportunities to progress in that career. Visit carl.org/careers.
Meteorologist Greg Solier, we're in the throes of it, but thankfully it's only for a few days, my friend.
It's right. Good morning, one and all, on a very, you know, kind of manageable day's worth of weather today in comparison to what comes down the pike for the day tomorrow and then into Thursday, with some of those heat index values pushing 112, 115 across the area, with daytime readings into the middle and upper 90s, and the high humidity, those dew points that'll creep back up well into the 70s around here, compliments of just the tropical air mass and rapidly developing cornfields out there. We tend to evapotranspirate moisture back into the atmosphere on these certain setups around here. The only hope, maybe a little saving grace, is a little more of a breeze involved here both tomorrow and Thursday, but some pretty tough overnight lows as well. We'll take a good part of the night to get down into the 70s around here. After that, well, Friday, a cold front, maybe a thunderstorm or two, and then cooler, cooler, drier, delightful air moves in for the weekend, and a pretty easygoing weather pattern for next week. We are seeing indications of moving into a drier spell of weather again here as we advance through the rest of the month of August and into September. Out the door this morning, it's a muggy feel out there. Dew points in the upper 60s and low 70s. Same with temperatures, 73 at Willard and Savoy, 69 at Rantoul. A little bit of haze on the horizon. We will get sunshine in here, more and more of it as the mid-morning progresses into the afternoon, and a hot, humid high of about 91. Heat index values a little above 100 with a light east wind. Muggy tonight down to 73. Very hot, oppressively humid for the day tomorrow and Thursday too. That heat warning until late tomorrow evening, or when I should say Thursday evening. 96 tomorrow, 73 tomorrow night again, 98 on Thursday. Those peak heat index values pushing 110 to locally 115. But then a cold front comes through the area, 93 and dropping, with maybe a thunderstorm in one or two spots Friday, and then drier air comes in finally Saturday morning. Highs near 84 there, 80 on Sunday, upper 70s and low 80s. That's more like it for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Former special assistant to President Donald Trump, America First Policy Institute Chief Communications Director, Mark Lauder. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. The first debate is coming up Wednesday night. Donald Trump's going to be on with Tucker Carlson, I guess. So what's your take on all of this? He ought to be there. No, he doesn't need to be there. What do you think?
Nah, I've long said I don't think the president needs to do these early debates. I mean, why stand up there on stage with eight or nine other people who have zero shot at becoming president of the United States or even the nominee? And let them take pot shots at you. I mean, according to the Real Clear Politics average, I mean, Donald Trump's up by 41 points right now. No one's ever come back and won the nomination being down that far. I mean, even John McCain was only down about 14 points at this point in the 08 cycle. So this is a one-man race. I think Donald Trump will debate. The question is, you know, once it gets down to maybe two or three people, but right now there's no reason for him to do it. Just keep going out there. Remain focused on your true opponent, which is Joe Biden.
Well, and they the deep state, the people, and I think there's Republicans within that group, by the way, they don't want Trump to run. So do you debate thinking if something happens to Trump, I got to be next, that kind of a thing?
Well, I mean, there's no question that you can't win if you don't at least put your name on the ballot and try. But obviously, you know, short of, you know, something unforeseen happening, I mean, Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. And what you're going to see out there on that debate stage tomorrow night are the 8 or 9 other candidates, and they're all going to be saying the same thing. They're all going to be running on Trump policies because they worked. I mean, we had low gas prices, low inflation, a secured southern border. Parents weren't being kept in the dark about what's actually happening with their children at school. I mean, these are the real things that are going to move this election. So the question is going to be, is do you want the guy who out there who fought for you the first time, did this the first time around, or do you want Donald Trump on decaf?
Well, it's fascinating. We've never been where we are. And again, I have no idea. More indictments, whatever they have to do. Is it because Donald Trump came to Washington as an outsider and essentially said stuff he's not supposed to say? Republicans and Democrats don't want this gig spoiled. And he came in and started talking about getting stuff done and what are you doing today? And actually doing it like a business, and he had to go. I mean, it's definitely a deep state.
Yeah, I mean, having worked for him during both campaigns and in the White House, you know, I mean, Donald Trump is truly unique. I mean, he surrounded himself by people who fundamentally disagreed with each other, and he wanted you to basically, you know, argue your point. He was then going to make a decision, and then he was going to be like, "We'll get this done yesterday," because he is like a businessman, and I think that was why he won in 2016. People were tired of being lied to by politicians of both parties that they were going to secure the border. They were going to get tough with China. They were going to fight for our manufacturing jobs. And year after year after year, they just got sold a false bill of goods. And then this outsider comes in and says, "I'm going to get it done. And if not, I'll use my patented phrase, you're fired," and find someone who will get it done. And so I think that's why there is such a strong connection with him. And it's also why he's leading in all the polls by such a wide margin right now, because they don't want just another politician who's going to say the poll-tested thing. They want someone who's actually going to get in there and get the job done.
Pretty amazing that his support seems to get more passionate with each indictment.
It really is remarkable, but I think this just undercuts what we've seen for so long, that there are two tiers of justice in America. You know, whether it was Hillary Clinton walking, whether it was the fake impeachments, let's remember one thing right now, is that Donald Trump was impeached for asking Ukraine about the connections to the Biden family. Yeah. And what are we investigating right now? The connections between Ukraine, China, Russia, and many others, to the Biden family. He was absolutely right. Even CNN's Jake Tapper had to admit it the other day on the air.
Yeah, it's Mark Lauder on the Tapman's Joint phone line. How can people find you? How can they find America First Policy Institute, Mark?
Well, you can follow me on social media at Mark with a C _ Lauder, LOTTER, or go to AmericaFirstPolicy.com. It's got the agenda laid out. If you want to know how we're going to get all these Trump policies back, these are the thinkers and the people who are in the administration putting it on paper, writing the roadmap for the next administration.
Do you think it will be Trump-Biden?
I think, yes, it will be Trump-Biden.
So Biden will make it, huh?
Well, he's the only thing they got right now.
Well,
they've got a worse bench than the Bad News Bears.
Wow. Mark Lauder, thanks for your time as always. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good talk to you.
All right, ESPN 93.5 at 7:14, sports headlines.
Well, you know things are bad when you and I aren't talking Cardinals. We're talking about the Bachelorette finale yesterday.
Off the air. Bachelorette had some Fiji scenes we wanted to see. I haven't watched. I watched one episode this year. Anyway, it's better content right now with the Bachelorette and the Cardinals.
Woo! Yes, that's right.
We had a battle to get out of the basement last night, and we're put in our place.
I know. Cellar Dwellers hasn't been there since 1990, I guess. Pittsburgh on top 11-1. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, the Pirates scored early, and they kept it up. 2 runs in the first, 2 in the third, 4 in the fourth inning, including 3 on a home run by Joshua Palacios. The Cardinals got a 5th-inning run from Andrew Kisner, hitting a home run, but then Palacios was able to drive in 2 more runs in the 8th inning in a 3-run 8 for a final of 11-1 Pittsburgh.
And it was a rough start for Drew Rahm, making his major league debut after 2 really good starts in AAA. Was not sharp, Cardinals didn't help him defensively in the first inning, and it just got worse after that. Casey Lawrence was able to finish the game. He threw over 90 pitches also, but the Cardinals just gave up way too many runs, and again, the Cardinals 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position.
Bailey Falter went 6 innings out of the bullpen to get the win for the Pirates. Now it's Adam Wainwright tonight for the Cardinals against former Cardinal Johan Oviedo.
Looking forward to watching this matchup. Oviedo, we always loved him, but Wainwright certainly pulling for Adam.
And we're on the air at 5:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs win in Detroit. 7-5 was the final. Suzuki with another homer.
Homered yesterday. And now Suzuki drives one in the air. Deep left field. Back goes Baddow. Near the wall. It's got a chance. Gone.
Yes.
Home run to left center. Seiya Suzuki.
Yep, there they go. The Cubs keep winning. Keep winning. They're in the wild card right now. Just keep her going.
Drew Smyly on the mound versus Reese Olson for the Tigers. 5:40 start. Over on US 105.9. By the way, US 105.9 plays Chris Jansen, and he's going to be Saturday night at the Muhammad Music Festival.
Yeah.
And I believe I'm bringing him on stage, and I'm so excited about Muhammad hosting such a great lineup. And we'll be talking with Chris Jansen inside the next 15, 20 minutes.
He's from Missouri. So
I know.
We're going to talk to a Missourian.
He's a Cardinal fan.
Yeah, he's right outside of St. Louis.
I know.
Perrysville. Yeah, very close to Carbondale and Cape Girardeau. I mean, he's way down there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I would guess he's a Cardinal fan, but I think he's an outdoor guy that likes going fishing.
Oh, yeah. I think bass is one of outdoor fishing and boats and stuff is one of his sponsors. Buy Me a Boat is one of his big hits.
Well, maybe he's Bass Pro Shop.
There
guy.
You go. Bass Pro Shop. That's it.
Yeah.
Seattle over Chicago's White Sox 14-2 yesterday. They've got a 7-10 startup. We had the Commanders over the Ravens 29-28 in preseason NFL action. Football action when it comes to some trending headlines. What's this about Michigan and three self-imposed game suspension for Jim Harbaugh for violating some things that happened during COVID-19 when it was a dead period?
Is that supposed to be it, or are they going to check
and
with them
three,
late?
And it's three, you know, preseason, before the Big Ten
so
Conference.
So I wonder if this satisfies the NCAA.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, okay.
That just made me
turn
my
okay,
head.
And then there's news in football.
So we'll announce today Luke Altmyer will be our starting quarterback.
Now, no surprise, Brett Bielema making the announcement the Mississippi transfer will be our starting quarterback for the 2023-24, we hope, season. So good for Luke Altmyer, starting quarterback for Illinois a week from Saturday, friends.
Absolutely.
Here we go with weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Lots of great fall programs to tap into and things going on at the end of the summer. The Wandell Sculpture Garden in September being honored at Meadowbrook Park. Those are all things to take note of as you learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and we remain in the cusp for today of that heat wave weather pattern that's been playing out to the west and south and not too far away. Excessive heat warnings up in effect for the next couple of days. Cooler, drier air and a cold front forecast to come through the area Friday, and it'll be a far better feel to the weekend early next week as well. A little patchy fog and haze around for this morning. A hot and humid day's worth of weather up to 91 with sunshine. Light east wind, warm, buggy tonight. Fair skies down to 73. Very hot, oppressively humid for the day tomorrow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. Sunshine 96 tomorrow, 73 tomorrow night. 98 the forecast high on Thursday. Middle part of the week, those heat index values past 105, approaching 110 out there. Use care and caution. 93, but dropping and maybe a thunderstorm in spots Friday. Cooler, drier weather for the weekend at 84 on Saturday. 80 on Sunday. Highs near 80 Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
We have a really good Stever this morning, the program where I'm happily, joyfully giving you my money and
nice.
You spend it. I will tell you the details of how you can win this. Stand by.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Macy's summer quarter was better than expected, though the company is seeing the consumer under pressure, which means shoppers are dealing with higher prices and interest rates. It continues to see demand for many of the things it sells. Macy's sales declined, but it was able to reduce inventory by discounting merchandise. Macy's shares are up nearly 4%. BJ's wholesale quarter was mixed, though the big box chain says it continues to see gains in membership, traffic, and market share. Home improvement retailer Lowe's reported weaker business than a year ago, though better than Wall Street was expecting, and it's standing by its forecast for the year. And beauty giant Coty's quarter was mixed, though its customers continued to splurge on perfume, makeup, and other products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so I mentioned this yesterday. This will be the last day I'm going to say this because it's a deadline. People Reaching People, 14th Annual Golf Outing. Tom Richardson's a missionary that's baptized like 10,000 people. He's good man. He's not in the best of health right now.
Okay.
But he's still organizing People Reaching People. And what it does is it helps people in the Philippines and Nepal. And it's just all good, getting them clean water. It's just a good event. And it's Friday at Iron Horse Golf Club. And it's $440 for a foursome or $125 a person. You get, of course, the Hickory River Barbecue.
Nice.
Mike Madigan. After the golf, free meal, of course. And it was fun.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Iron Horse, a great golf course. Really like Iron Horse in Tuscola. If you're interested, you can call Rick Rusk at 493-1268 and help People Reaching People, 14th Annual Golf Outing this Friday. Rick Rusk at 217-493-1268. And today's the deadline. Put your foursome together.
Okay.
All right. It's 724. Kramer Siding and Window, one of our Stever partners, the program where I give you money and you spend it. And you spend it today at Kramer Siding and Window. So what do you need?
And they could do practically everything. You know, if you need a pergola, you've been dreaming about expanding the backyard space in some kind of way, Kramer can help you.
Yeah, they can, and they can come out and look at your stuff. Last month, somebody bought a sliding glass door.
Nice.
And just FYI, everything is higher than you think. The prices in life have just gone nuts since y'all voted for Joe Biden. So, anyway, thanks, Diane, for that.
I just did the KramerSiding.com search, and I popped up quickly as 25% off all siding surfaces.
That could help. Anyway, I'm giving you $1,000, and there's just no restrictions on this. So, If you go find a $1,500 window, you're going to get it for $500.
Right.
So there's stuff you can certainly use at Kramer's Siding and Window, and they just, they're all over it. You'll work with Chris Jackson and the wonderful people at Kramer's Siding and Window. I'm offering a $1,000 bill to one person today. And if you are interested, you just text to me Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, and you know, you have a chance to get a $1,000 bill.
And you get that free project estimate, and these products have the best warranties, and you're increasing your property value. If you're thinking about hopping out of that home inside the next 10, 20 years, you're really increasing the property value.
Well, and if there are things that you need to do, but you really haven't been able to afford it, the $1,000 might get you there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no minimum spend. It's $1,000. You spend it at Kramer Siding and Window, and it's guy handing you $1,000 to spend at that store.
Awesome.
I don't know. I'd think of something if I were you, and I'm actually thinking of something right now.
So me too.
Hopefully nobody will text in this morning.
There you go.
It shall be available.
359-2255, the number, though.
Yeah, and Diane and I can play rock, paper, scissors
exactly.
Or something for that.
KramerSiding.com if you're just wanting to investigate, maybe kick around this morning with your partner on the things that you'd like to upgrade on your home or property.
Okay, Kramer Siding and Window, the Stever offer. You'll have 7 days to make the call. At least start the process because this will take a while.
Mm-hmm.
And appointments, estimates, talk about it, figure it out, timing, delivery, all of those things can take a minute. But I'll give you $1,000 toward that. Kramer Siding and Window, again, 217-359-2255. Just text me C-R-A-M-E-R for Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris Jansen calling in just a few moments.
Yeah.
He'll be on the big stage in Muhammad and looking forward to that. It'll be a lot
Darwin
of people.
Boston State Farms. Stage. I'm excited about that. And Fisher National Bank is the presenting sponsor.
Yeah, that's a good guy. Ryan Heiser, the CEO there.
Awesome.
Anyway, it'll be a great show. And Chris Jansen's kind of, his star's kind of rising big
time.
Yeah,
it is.
He's got some nice songs. I'll play a few clips here coming up. But he's a good old guy. I mean, a good old boy. I mean, he's a Missourian.
That's right.
And he has fun playing music, you can tell.
I saw him at the Ford County Fair inside the last few years, and it was such a great show. He really, like, relates to the audience. He brought his son out on stage. Hopefully, these are things that we can bring up. His show, Saturday, August 26th at 9:30 for the Muhammad Music Festival.
It starts at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's a little late for you, Stevie.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you could do it, and you'll be all pumped up,
no,
and you
could
stay there in downtown Muhammad,
like
beer tent.
Beer? Yeah. I like his songs. I don't know, folks. I used to be cool. I really did. Nobody believes me, but I used to kind of be cool.
I know.
Dress properly. I had really nice hair.
Right. And a DJ at what, the Poison Apple
whatever,
downtown Champaign with the records under your arm.
I had the records
arm.
And a disco.
And did you have a pick in the afro?
I never did that.
Okay.
Guys were doing cake cutters.
Right.
I could have done a cake cutter, but I never did that. But I had a way better afro than Michael Jackson, and the African-American women at the county fair used to put their fingers in my hair. They really liked me.
Uh-huh.
Felt pretty good about that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, all that 9:30 and loud.
Chris Jansen on Saturday night.
Dark driving at night, you know.
This sounds awesome.
90-year-olds think about things like that. We will be right back. We'll meet Chris Jansen. He'll be on that big stage in Muhammad this weekend for the big festival. Okay, back in just a moment. 7:28.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The President and First Lady travel to Maui, comforting those whose lives are ruined by the wall of flames.
I want you to know, on behalf of the United States of America, all the nation, the American people stand with you.
At least 115 are confirmed dead, hundreds still unaccounted for. A soaking today for most of the Texas Gulf Coast from the fast-moving tropical storm Harold, wind speeds 45 miles per hour. Crews clearing up the mess left behind from the flooding and mudslides in the Palm Springs area from tropical storm Hillary. The city's mayor, Grace Garner.
There is still extensive damage to roads and into different communities.
This man lives in Palm Springs.
Coachella Valley is ill-prepared for any kind of flooding because we're in the desert, but they're really not prepared for this type of emergency.
America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign police investigating a deadly triple shooting. They say police called out Thursday night last week to an apartment in the 800 block of South Mattis Avenue. They found three shooting victims, all three taken to hospitals. One died. Investigation indicates the two men gathered inside an apartment when an altercation took place. Warehouse in Mahomet destroyed Saturday when a fire tore through it, waking up neighbors in a series of explosions that rocked the area. Corn Belt Fire Protection called about 11 p.m. to 600 Hickory Street. Crews arrived to find a massive fire burning inside the warehouse. They are investigating. Suspect wanted after Champaign County Crime Stopper says he stole $7,400 from several Champaign ATMs early in the summer. They're asking the public for help in identifying him. In June, a man made 44 fraudulent transactions at two Chase locations on Mattis Avenue and West University Avenue. They're asking the public for help to identify him. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. It is ESPN 93.5. Talked about it. Mahomet, Illinois, big festival coming up.
I ain't rich.
Chris Jansen's going to be on the big stage. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, guys. What a great way to start that with a song. Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. We're going to enjoy the show at the Mahomet Music Festival Saturday night.
All right, so at some point in your life, your first gig was at age what?
Eight.
When did you say, I got to do this?
Eight.
I mean, wait a minute. Didn't you want to be a professional bass fisherman or something first or nothing?
There you go.
No. No, I. When I was a kid, I think every kid probably wants to be like a famous athlete. But I just music was always my first choice, you know, and I just stuck.
Well, and you just look like you're fish in a water. I mean, you just look so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember gigs because you're doing so many? How do you know what town you're in, Chris?
You know, to be quite frankly honest with you, a lot of times I don't. I just get on the airplane and go, all right, let's go. My wife keeps the schedule really good and is really on top of stuff like that. And I'm not. So, you know, I just kind of show up to play. But, man, you know, I like people. So it's a pleasure to get to play for them no matter where we're at. And, you know, it's good. This one's going to be a great show, that I can tell you.
Well, I know. I mean, it's outside. Weather looks good. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you prefer outside, inside? What's your favorite venue?
It doesn't really matter. Just to be honest, they say it's miserable to play when it's too cold and it's miserable to play when it's too hot. I don't really mind either of which. So, you know, indoor, outdoor, just proud to be there.
Chris Jansen's on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Tapman's Towing, a big sponsor.
I happened to see your show at Ford County Fair, and you brought your son out on stage. You talk about when you met Kelly Lynn. Let's share some family moments, Chris.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, we run a family operation. I mean, first and foremost, family's first, and then work is second. And, you know, from Jesse getting on stage to sing with me sometimes, it's not an everyday occasion, but when he feels like it. And so that's fun. But I got four awesome kids, a great wife, and we have an amazing life, you know, together. And then the music career is icing on the cake. I mean, we've had a really good run the last couple of years and continuing to have so. Man, we play where we're wanted, and we probably tour at this level more than anybody that I know. But I love it. I mean, I really do. I just figured that, you know, we're not on this earth for very long, so while we're here, we might as well burn the candle at both ends.
Well, you got it going on. Where's this go? Are you like Jason Aldean? Are you a big in Nashville? I mean, how big do you get here? Are you Luke Bryan? I mean, who are you? You're growing, man. Your star's rising.
I'm just Chris Jansen, 5 number ones and ACM awards. I'm a Grand Ole Opry member, which is nice. Something that not everybody can say, certainly not even my two buddies you just mentioned there. So, you know, I'm just a Midwestern guy who followed a dream, and it worked.
Awesome. He knew it when he was 8. Chris Jansen, we appreciate you. We're going to see Muhammad coming up in a few days.
That's right. Well, what kind of music were you listening to at 8 years old to get you out on stage and performing, or who were you watching back then?
You know, I wasn't really watching too much as an 8-year-old. It just wasn't, you know, that was before social media came along, you remember? So it was like the only thing I saw was MTV and you know, live concerts, really. And, you know, my earliest, which is still a lot of my favorite music nowadays, what I listen to when I'm riding around in my square body is I like Hank Jr. music, you know, and and so I was pretty much, you basically, you're sort of a product of what you grew up around, you know what I mean? And being a Midwest guy, being a Missouri guy is like a big blessing to me, you know, it's a humble beginnings way to grow up, but great values and great music, and that's pretty much what I was listening to.
Well, not only do you sound really, really good and your songs are great, but you might be a better guy than you are a singer. Everything you say
is
got me going on. Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
Being a Missouri guy, are you a St. Louis Cardinal fan?
I'm not opposed to being, but I'm not a sports guy whatsoever. I'm just being completely honest with you.
Okay.
Listen, we'll see you Saturday night, and keep up the good work. It'll be a pleasure and honor to hear you play, Chris. Thanks for being on.
You guys are awesome. Thank you, and have a great day.
Totally supporting Muhammad Music Festival on US 105.9 here at Stevie J Broadcasting. Great to have these moments on ESPN 93.5. Chris Jansen. So fun on the Darwin Boston State Farm stage, downtown Muhammad, presented by Fisher National Bank. It'll be a great show at 9:30. And of course, things start up after 5 on Friday.
Yeah, Tapman's Towing's a big sponsor.
Yes,
yeah.
They've got their VIP area. In fact, if you want to text in Tapman's, I can probably hook you up with some wristbands.
Really? Wow.
Jim is saying, yeah, let's do this, Diane. It's right next to the stage. I'll be bringing on some acts. On Friday night, it's the Hairbangers Ball, so that'll be fun right after Candy Foster takes the stage. Candy Foster and Shades of Blue is terrific. And they've got some Christian music. Sanctus Real is going to hit the stage after the 9 a.m. parade at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. So it's throughout the day. But again, the big finale will be Chris Jansen.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be.
Look at his videos, and he's just so into it. It's just, and you can hear his voice. It's a family operation. His wife does all the scheduling. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the only guys doing it at this level, meaning he's not playing the big stages. But I'm not so sure he can't.
Fairs, festivals, it's a blast.
But it's not going to pay you, and you're going to be sweaty and all that. But he's got a road crew and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you can just walk out, you just want to get away from the roadie work, because that's brutal.
I know
when you're bass guitarist and roadie. You got to get rid of the black t-shirts. You just got to get into the, if you can get out of your Winnebago and walk on stage, that's pretty good life.
I mean, there's a tour bus and all the Bass Fishing logos and stuff everywhere, and well, he comes out with one of their hats.
Johnny Morris is a quality man, a billionaire, owns Bass Pro Shops, and he wouldn't sponsor a guy like this if he wasn't that genuine.
Absolutely.
A good man, Chris Jansen. I keep hearing that. Check your sports headlines. Coming up next, ESPN 93.5.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
All right. No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
All right, sports headlines at 7:42.
Pittsburgh over St. Louis 11-1. Adam Wainwright on the mound. We're just too shy of 200 on the wins for Waino. Is that right?
Yeah, and he did pitch pretty well last time, but the Cardinals are going to have to actually score some runs for him to win. And for him to get two more can definitely happen, but the way he's been outside of his last start, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Big league hitters are big league hitters. And Adam just probably stayed a year too long, darn it.
Darn it.
And what a great career, what a great human.
Mm-hmm.
You just want him to go out strong, and if he gets his 200th win in St. Louis, it'll be a really nice day. So let's see if we can get 199.
Come on, Pirates.
Pirates,
throw us a bone here. Yeah. Just swing out and let Waino get another win tonight.
I don't think they're going to do that, but they appreciate the sentiment.
There you go. Yeah. 6:05 start from Pittsburgh, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. So Cubs over Detroit 7-5, and we've got Reese Olson on the mound for the Motor City Kitties. And we have Drew Smiley for the Cubs. We have Seattle over Chicago's White Sox 14-2 yesterday. That's a 7-10 start with Mike Clevinger on the mound for the White Sox this evening. Let's see, Commanders over the Ravens 29-48. Also trending in football news, a Chicago Bears left guard Tevin Jenkins has a leg injury. We also have the Colts all-pro running back at the age of 24, Jonathan Taylor. You know, he's been in and out of practice or left practice a few times. Now he's tending to a personal matter. Now they're looking for significant compensation for him to seek a trade. So it could be that Jonathan Taylor leaves the Colts. So there's that.
Well, Jonathan Taylor was in Memorial Stadium playing the Fighting Illini when Dre Brown ran around the right side after Tony Adams picked off the Badgers. Badgers are ranked 6, and we were 24-point underdogs, and then we kicked the field goal where they piled on our field goal guy, and he went unconscious because he lost his breath because we won that game, and Jonathan Taylor was a running back.
Oh, I see.
So he was here in town, ranks number 6, and Illinois pulled off that, well, best win of Lovey's career.
Yeah.
At Illinois.
Right.
And we had news from the football yesterday. Brett Bielema went to the microphone.
So we'll announce today Luke Altmyer will be our starting quarterback going into the Toledo game. You know, we've really had, even last spring through all this fall, I've been very impressed with the quarterback room in general. To have Barry back as a returning coordinator, but also our QB coach, I think has brought a lot of continuity to that room, even though we got new faces. Luke sat down and visited with all three of our quarterbacks, are really the Luke Altmyer, John Paddock, and Donovan Leary. And to be quite honest, Kirk Omisho has had a really good spring and summer. But those three guys, I think, in particular, have proven to me what they can do and what they will do. I told all of them, obviously, Luke, with his role as starting quarterback, I've been very impressed on not just his play on the football field, but kind of how he's handled, I think, to walk into this environment, to have a lot of people from the outside world think he's going to be that guy, and to stand in front of his team, to give cadence as a quarterback, to speak in the huddle, but also on the sideline in the locker room. I thought he's just really done a nice job.
Well, obviously he has, and it sounds like we have other guys that were really competing. And isn't that the best way you get the best thing, the best person, is when there are people that are close that pushes you to do things maybe you didn't even think you could do.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a great competition, and as expected, to deal with the pressure of, oh, he's the guy, he did a good job. And Brett Bielema said that just there. So
excellent.
We will see what this kid, and the question, Luke Altmyer, you know, he really hasn't played quarterback. He has, like, very little experience. But he was like a 4- or 5-star recruit out of high school.
Mm.
He went to Ole Miss, which is down in Oxford, Mississippi, a heck of a campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was so heralded. And remember, there was a guy that left Ohio State as a third string quarterback a few years ago. And he was a third stringer. And they said, I don't know. And that's Joe Burrow, the Cincinnati Bengal quarterback.
Right.
One of the best. He was the third stringer. So you never know. The question,
right.
The question, I guess, is, we know what happens if he doesn't do very well. Somebody else will come in. But what happens if Luke Altmyer's good? He has 3 more years. He can play here for 3 years.
Yeah, baby.
And what if he's good? I mean, if he's not doing well, they'll put another guy in. The guy from Ball State who started 13 games last year, it sounds like he's second.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll see. But we know our front 7 on defense is really good. We know we are, as Brett Underwood says, elite. The front 7 at Illinois, I mean, this is what I'm being told now. The front 7 at Illinois, you can stack Illinois' front 7 and put Ohio State's in there and Georgia and Alabama and Michigan, and we think we might be better in the front 7. The 7 guys that play linebacker and line. How are our 4 back there? We're 3, now 4. I think the 4th guy signed with an NFL team. 3 were drafted high.
Right.
So can we recover and cover people? We can't do it like last year. Let's not even pretend. It can't be 3 high draft picks, including the 5th overall with Devin Witherspoon. So, but the bottom line is, yeah. And then we got Isaiah Williams, who's going to be on every Monday, beginning this Monday, with Lon and Derek. Isaiah's going to be in Philo, live in our studio Monday.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to play pro ball, and probably next year. He has another year after this, but he might not need to stay. So you've got the offense, and our offensive line has experience, and now we got this kid from Mississippi as a quarterback, and we got like 6 guys that can catch the football.
Right.
We got running backs. Reggie Love's going to be there, and this
Ball McCray State graduate transfer was John Paddock and Donovan Leary.
Yeah, those are the 2 and 3 mm-hmm. from what I'm taking from the presser yesterday.
Right.
But anyway, it's listen, Stevie J is going to calm down and try and get to 6.
Right.
Let's just get to 6.
1 game at a time.
Right, let's just go beat Toledo. Toledo's going to win the MAC. That's a division in Division I football. That's a conference in Division I football. They're going to win the MAC. So this isn't a slouchy team. It's a good football team coming. And then we go at Kansas, who's a bowl team, at Kansas Friday night. They'll have a lot of people in Lawrence for that.
The Illini picked 4th in the Big Ten West in the preseason media poll. Last season, 8-5, tied for 2nd in the West at 5-4.
How many teams are in the West?
I know.
I guess there must be 7. So we picked 4th? Okay.
Right.
14 teams, 18 next year.
And I like that. There's not too many high expectations.
Yeah. We're not going to be – but if we get to six, we go to another bowl. We get 15 extra practices. We're with the big boys. You got to go to a bowl every year. Yeah. We have not been able to do that. In the era of 1,000 bowl games, we have not been able to go every year. Iowa has. Wisconsin has. Teams we feel we can compete with. Wisconsin could be a different level with Luke Fickle up there.
Goal line eyes.
All right, it's 10 till. We'll check your weather. Brought to you this morning by...
Well, we could say half century of progress because that is coming up in Rantoul. And it's going to be a warm start on Thursday. Our meteorologist, Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van vicinity, and excessive heat warnings up and in effect, and particularly for the days tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, when heat index values will surpass 105 or approach 110 or higher. Use care and caution with very oppressive humidity and high dew point values. Not much of a significant drop in temperatures until the late night hours. We do have a cold front scheduled to come through the area on Friday that may generate a thunderstorm. More seasonal temperatures expected and far more comfortable humidity levels come the weekend and into early next week as well. Patchy fog around this morning, a hot and humid day's worth of weather with sunshine about 91 with a light east wind 73.4 tonight. Hot and humid and certainly an oppressive day's worth of weather tomorrow night into Thursday. 96 tomorrow, 70s tomorrow night, highs up to 98 on Thursday. 93 with maybe a thunderstorm on Friday, low to mid 80s for Saturday and Sunday, highs near 80 Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at fightingillini.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Ladies and gentlemen, Tuesdays, Talk Dogs and Cats. Our friend is Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. Sleepy Todd Likens, how are you? Todd, you there?
Oh, I'm here, Stevie. I'm sorry.
But you fell asleep.
I was trying to tell why the dogs are quiet. They were just barking like crazy before you came on.
Well, it's showtime. They know it's showtime, and Boof is the only one I'm contracted for, so they're clearing the...
He's training other dogs to bark today.
There you go.
All right, so I saw your pup update. How's everything going with the puppies?
Oh, they're getting to that cute phase now. The eyes are just beginning to open, so they're kind of looking at you now. And one of my favorite phases is around this age, they learn how to howl, and they start howling, and it's absolutely hysterical.
Oh, that's hilarious.
One will go, and then make the other ones go. Oh. It's pretty, they get all these puppies howling at you. It's pretty cute.
Well, why do they do that? What is it, like a wolf instinct? How does that work?
It must be. It's a time, and we see it at the same age all the time. It's very interesting to see how they all develop at the same rate. You know, we mix litters, and Gina felt like we hit about 4 days difference on the puppies, and she felt like one of the puppies was getting delayed because it was an older one she put with the youngers because for feeding. But we got to wonder, maybe they kind of feed off each other a little bit, so we moved them back. That's interesting. We'll have to check that out sometime. But anyway, they do. They kind of learn from each other, I think.
How does it work with the mama when they have puppies? Sometimes they have enough nipples, and sometimes they don't. How does that work?
Yeah, then you have to go to shifts on your restaurant. So, and,
yeah. I mean, but it's just fascinating, the whole process.
But yeah, I remember when Pixie had puppies, and I think there was 9 in a litter. And, you know, we used to move the runt and give him special time because she'd nudge him off.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, Mama Gina's got a bottle feed, so she's already said, oh, I've got to help. So
do they take to a bottle? Do they all take to a bottle like that?
Not all of them, but a lot of them will. And it's if we actually don't use the puppy bottles, we use real baby bottles. Go get them at the store.
Well, okay, so what are you seeing on the streets here? We got any more parvo going on out there?
Matter of fact, I just saw an ad on TV saying get a shot. It was kind of interesting from one of the shelters locally. But, yeah, we got that. This is going to be an interesting week with all the students moving back. That means they brought their dogs with them, which means we're going to bring some new diseases in, and the dogs they're coming in are going to get exposed to the diseases around here. So I'm just going to sit back and wait and see what happens this week. Who knows what I'll run into.
Well, I tell you what, you never know when you're working at a veterinarian shop. You never know what you see every day, but it's good for you to get trends and then put them on the radio so that we're all kind of aware. But I'm very leery of other dogs and playing with other dogs because I don't know where they come from.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, unless you know the dog's well vaccinated and well cared for, it's You know, it's just not good, and you don't know the personalities. I mean, the greeting behavior can escalate into aggression real quick if the dog's not socially appropriate.
Can I make any dog a pussycat, or is it truly like, certain breeds can just tend to be a little meaner? Is that part of it, or is it just the love you receive?
No, I don't think so. I think it's how you raise them, and, what is it one of your guys says? If you get what you tolerate.
That's what Mike Ditka said. You get what you tolerate. So.
Right. So, yeah. So as Ditka says, that applies to dogs, too. If you allow your dog to bite you, guess what? It's going to bite you. Yeah. Would you let your kids bite you? No. So you don't let your dog bite you. There's no excuses about, what happened earlier on in life. You got to set the ground rules, and you got to work with them. Now, it can be really hard to get that out of them, and it takes some skill that's really in time that people don't have.
Well, and it's persistent staying in there, and also making sure the dog knows you're the alpha, right?
Absolutely. They got to respect that, and it's not through hitting them or anything else. It's just through voice controls and body postures and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the alpha has to help the beta to be in line, and then from there we help the kids assert their ranking, so the dogs see their ranking as lower than even the kids, and that just makes life easier.
I really, really, truly believe, with my experience with dogs all my life, I really believe God put dogs here so that we could experience unconditional love. That's what unconditional love. They love you. They haven't seen you in a week. They can't wait to see you, and it feels great to have a puppy that just love, 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 love. I can't, where you been? It's only been an hour. Where you been?
Right.
Where you been?
My grandbaby doggy Riggs, when he saw me this past weekend, his whole body's wagging, just the tail. It was just awesome.
Well, interesting. Last thing, Todd, Janet and Grace were in Dayton, and they drove by where she used to live, and both Lovey and Mosey were there and lived there. Mosey was raised there. And they were walking around the whole neighborhood, and as soon as they saw that door, they went to the door. Is it possible 2 years later they could still have the smells that they remember? Is that possible?
Absolutely. 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 I don't know if I told you, my dad was a veterinarian, and he did large animals. So we went on farm calls all the time, and we had a little pug dog that used to go with us. And we'd go past places. We could be driving all over the place. We'd drive by a place where one of his buddies was, and he would get all excited because he knew where he was. They remember.
Well, just like when I drive into your parking lot, Lovey won't get out of the car. What's that mean?
Too many shots on one day.
It's me standing in the doorway with my nail trimmers that gets him out.
She won't get out of the car. Anyway, Todd, how can people find you?
Hey, give us a text. Miss Taylor's off this week, so she's in Las Vegas having a vacation.
No.
I don't know why Gil goes away. But anyway, 217-355-5051. Text, and we'll get back to you at some point.
Thanks, Todd. Talk soon.
All right. See you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, the Pet Pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign at 355-5051 to text.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to get him. Yeah, the dogs, love your cats, love all the cats. The dogs just have there's a connection.
Right.
Cats are more like, hey, take a message, I'll call you back. kind of that's feeling you get. Not attitude. All cats, some
right.
cats.
But most of them, yeah.
Just a different thing. And anyway, it's a joy if you have a puppy that, and puppyhood is puppyhood.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And but when you get through that first year or so, yeah. it's just a companion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we cry our eyes out when they leave us. Okay, we'll break for the news and come back. Our Stever offer, Kramer Siding and Windows. Stevie J is handing $1,000 to somebody to spend with no minimum spend. You need siding, doors, windows, whatever. I'm giving you $1,000.
Right, the sunroom.
You won't find that in Fistful of Dollars, my friends. It's $1,000. 217-359-2255. Just text in Kramer if you're interested. C-R-A-M-E-R. We'll break for the news and be right back. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.